In today's episode, you're going to find out a little bit more about ourselves. So stay tuned until the end of the episode because there is something special ready for you. Vinay, what is it?
There's also a special announcement. We will be doing a giveaway, a Woo! Competition giveaway. So yes, if yes, you yes. love free things, this is for you. Stay till the end because we got you covered.
We got you covered. Now let's head into the episode.
We're going to kick off this episode with giving you some insanely fun ideas to decorate your house and to get your friends and family excited to kick off your New Year's.
Exactly. And you can't just pop the bottle and expect the New Year's party to be amazing. So stay tuned because we have some amazing tips ready for you. So your New Year's party is as amazing as it can be.
Exactly. So we're going to kick it off with some holographic balloons.
Ooh, wow. That sounds good.
And Dominic was like, I don't even know what holographic balloons are.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So we'll put a picture here. And if you're listening, you could Google it.
You can Google it.
Maybe I'll put a link down there for you. But holographic balloons is great for decorating one featured wall in your living room if you're having the party in your living room. Maybe you're hiring out a hall because you got the cash. So it depends. But you can get some nice balloons. You can even paint a metallic if you didn't want to invest in holographic balloons because they can be a bit pricey.
You can paint the wall, right? Or you can put the real balloons there?
These are real balloons. So you buy hundreds of them and different shapes, stars, moons.
Wow, I like that.
Normal round balloons. Have them on one wall. Stick them to the wall, hopefully with something that's not going to stain your paint.
How would you stick them to the wall?
I would have just used blue tack, but you can stick them however you feel you want to stick them to the wall. There's also tutorials online of how to set up feature walls, with the holographic balloons. So you can have a look on YouTube. And it's just a very nice idea. It will be great for people who want to take some fun pictures. You can buy those things from Amazon where you get like the glasses and the party blowers.
The ones like little pipes.
You
can use those, definitely.
You can use those. So get your featured wall going. It doesn't have to be holographic balloons, but it's a good place to start.
Such a great idea, right? With that, Vinay showed me this topic for the evening and she showed me that point and I was like, what is that? And it really, I've been on weddings where they had a photo wall and I think this is a brilliant idea to have something unique.
It's also very trendy. If you look at Kim Kardashian's Instagram, she has flowers. She's got, for her wedding and for birthdays. Kardashian. A lot of people do this where they have a wall that's featured with some sort of decorations and you can do the flowers as well. It doesn't have to be real flowers, can be fake ones. And it just
completely
brings
naturally.
A bit of a different 3D element into your party and has something for your guests to talk about.
That's true. And I like the idea with the fact that you can have a place on a party where people can go and like, let's take cool pictures here. It's absolutely good. I like that.
You'll be surprised how much they love this wall.
I get the point. And now you've taken the pictures and you want to come to, let's say, your room, how you're going to decorate. So we thought about it and we want to implement some metals. You have those little metals, not sticks, but how would you call them?
Straws.
Or you can implement the different metallics effect. We love to talk about metal because it just gives different character. Today I didn't have my drink. To the whole room. So you have a wall with holographic balloons and then you try to implement a different metallic effect. You can put a gold, copper or bronze there. So copper, right? You can use that.
Exactly.
And when you use it on a table, you can put it the flowers, you can use a different variety around the room. So it's not so boring design or decorations that you have around the house.
Exactly. And you can have your leftovers, as you can see, Dominic and I still have our Santa
Christmas
hats on. You can use your leftovers from your Christmas party when you incorporated metallics for your dressing your dining room table. Yep. You can incorporate those same things for your New Year's party and have it congruent to the same sort of design.
Yes, that's true.
So after you've had your dinner, you've used your metallic plates, you've taken all these hundreds of selfies, I'm sure that the main thing everyone's gonna be like, where's the champagne?
Ooh.
Three, two, One.
Whee!
Pop, 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 pop. So we're going to want to pop some champagne. And what best thing you can do is decorate a champagne bar. Now, if you don't have a champagne bar, you can have a...
You should have it.
You should have it for New Year's if you're having a party, for one.
Some designated place for a
just
champagne.
Just have a designated place for your champagne so people know where to run to when the countdown's heading to pop some champagne. And you know what? People are going to pop that champagne, probably feel hungry afterwards. So after popping and decorating your champagne bar, another great tip would be to...
Yeah. So when you had your champagne, obviously you're going to feel a bit hungry, like Vinay mentioned. So you want to make sure that you have some little bites of food ready for your guests when they're going to arrive. So you can have, let's say, a platter with little canapes. And it's a really good option for quick refreshment after champagne. So you have your bar, you have your canapes, and now we go to a special point of every party, which is...
There are going to be people who absolutely can't drink champagne. Like myself, it makes me very weird. So,
I agree with that.
A better idea for those kinds of people is why not set up a sangria bar?
Ooh, sangria. Spanish. I like that.
It's tasty, it's tropical, brings another element and flavor to your party. And I think adding a lot of fruits in there will just spice it up a little bit.
Do you like sangria yourself?
I love sangria. Sangria is delicious.
And if I would ask you, what do you like more, champagne, prosecco, or sangria?
The problem would be I'd probably drink all three. You know when you go to...
It's very difficult, isn't it?
When you go to a party, you walk in, someone's going to hand you a champagne glass. So you're like...
That's the first thing, probably.
Oh, I know, this is me before I go out. I like talk to myself. I'm like, go sit down. Because if you stand...
You talk to yourself before you go to the party.
Yes, I'm like trying to tell myself not to behave. Yeah, I'm like, Vinay, behave. Go in, just sit down, be a normal person. Drink your drink slowly, like one sip at a time. And because if I stand
up... Once upon a time.
When I stand
up... I think I do the same thing, actually. Yeah. You just try to prepare yourself mentally.
So I'm like, because I know what I'm like. I'm a mess when I'm too drunk. So I'm just...
That's everyone, I think. Everyone is a little mess.
No. Ruin my life when I'm too drunk. So I'm just give myself the talk and I know I'm going to execute my plan. As soon as I get in there, gone. Sangria, prosecco,
champagne, everything.
Champagne, vodka, everything. So, you know, give yourself a quick...
You didn't answer my question. Anyway.
Oh, so basically the answer to your question is all three.
Okay, I take it. Vinay is a heavy drinker, so we're not going to be satisfied with one answer.
Just spontaneous.
And you had a sangria, obviously you're going to go crazy. Normally on a party, you have confetti. What about trying a maxi jumbo size confetti, real life version of confetti, which is like a super big and it's going to create a massive impression on your guests. So try to have a look at those.
And a massive cleanup for whoever's house you're at. It would be great.
I'm not cleaning up. You are.
Hopefully you have a cleaner for the next day because I don't know. Well,
special
actually,
tip, call a cleaner day after.
Yeah, have a cleaner day after. Unless you want to set yourself up for the New Year's and declutter your house, then...
You should do it beforehand, right? Ideally.
Ideally before your guests come.
15 tips for cleaning up your house.
That's next week.
No, but really, I believe that you should clean your house beforehand and then you either have a cleaner or you clean out yourself. But if... I don't think confetti are going to make such a big mess. Anyway, I think after New Year's party, there's always a little bit of mess.
You are ready for mess, I think.
I think you should be ready.
And
are you a believer? Sorry to interrupt you. Are you a believer in that, what they say, like, okay, as it is during a first day, it's like during the whole year?
No, I don't believe that at all. I think every day is its own day. You never know what's around the corner. I don't think you can expect that.
Yeah, it kind of gives away your power, right? Exactly. If you're completely sober and you're someone who likes to drink sometimes, it's just a little bit odd because you're like, okay, but who would be sober?
I think if you're too strict on yourself and you put targets out for yourself that are too unachievable, you're not going to achieve them. If you're like, I like to drink 7 times a week, but next year I'm going
to
try and drink...
Would you really
five
like
times
to drink
a week?
7 times a week?
No, I don't, but I barely drink that much. I only drink when I go out, but
limit yourself with that.
It's like going to the gym. If you're going to say I'm going to gym,
that's a good example.
7 times a week, but you've been gymming no times, it's not going to happen. It's like set yourself some realistic targets. My target is to go 4 times a week and I tend to just go three times, but I never go less than three times. So it's almost...
That was a little window into the Venus soul of working out. But it was actually quite good advice, so...
Yeah. And if you guys are worried that there's going to be party poopers at your New Year's, because sometimes someone comes and they're like, no, I'm not going to drink. But they are normally drinkers and you know they're going to drink. So why not spike some desserts?
Spike a dessert. What does it mean?
Spike it with some alcohol. So if you have some ice cream floats, you can put a bit of champagne like a
rum,
in there.
I think some of the cakes are rum based cakes.
You can have rum cakes, things like this, just to get the edge off for party poopers.
That's a really good example.
There's always one.
That's true.
There's always one.
And now you spiked your cakes, hopefully with just alcohol. So it's not like, you know, like you can use actually.
How do you call those
cakes? Like a special one?
Oh, you mean like hash cakes?
Hash cakes? Yeah.
Well, you can
I've never had it actually.
Really? I love
Anyway, I didn't really want to go that direction, but maybe next episode we're going to be talking about that. So as the last thing is a color decoration. You can use black and gold to overall theme of the evening. And it's really chic combination. You have a black, which is very unique and... powerful color, and a gold is very big celebrational color, so you can mix those two and I can guarantee you it's going to look really, really amazing and everyone is going to love it.
Especially if you hated all our ideas and you wanted a more classic party, black and gold is a very safe color scheme to go with for your New Year's, and also it'll match your champagne bar, it'll match everything. So, you know, if you want to stick a color scheme to your New Year's party, then I would suggest...
I like the black and gold combination.
It's very safe, and very chic.
So that's a little colorful tip for you. And now we are ready to move. So these were
to the next to the next round. Level. We need like some... cool. We're going to ask fire rounds. So it's going to be 30 seconds for you to answer my top five questions. And then Dominic will ask me five questions.
That's correct. So let's start with round number one.
Number one. So I'm going to ask Dominic five questions. They are here. He has 30 seconds to answer all five. So
I'm going to put the clock on so I can measure myself.
Only one word. So we have the clock. I have my five questions. Hopefully I can read quickly. Tell me ready when. Okay. Are you ready?
I don't know.
My questions are really long, by the way.
So you better read quickly.
Okay.
Then.
Oh, no. Okay. Let's see how many questions
okay.
you can answer.
3, 2, 1.
Would you trade intelligence for looks?
Damn. No.
No. Cool. Would you rather be a player on a horrible team or the worst player on the best team?
Worst player on the best team. Okay. You can improve.
What's your most unusual talent?
I can speak for a very long time.
If you could pick only one color for your house, what color would it be?
Dark gray.
How many cheeseburgers are too many cheeseburgers?
4.
Just in time.
Oh, damn. That was quite fun.
That was good. Okay.
Okay. Cool. And now we're going to do a second round.
Okay, guys. So this is my round. Let me start the timer. Are you ready?
Okay. Wait 1 second. Let me just read.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
And go.
What's your most embarrassing childhood memory?
I peed my pants when I was in primary school.
Damn. Would you ever let your parents pick out a partner for you?
No.
Would you rather be fish safe in a fish tank or a fish out in the wide, dangerous ocean?
Ocean. Ocean, for sure.
You're prepared. What's the most awkward thing that happens to you on a regular basis?
I spill things all the time.
Damn it. Yes, that's true. What cheesy song do you have memorized?
I don't know. Jingle Bells, right? Now. No, I don't know.
Jingle Bells, okay.
The last one was
too good. High five. That was quite fun. Okay, guys, so hopefully you enjoyed this fire round. And now let's go to the last part of this episode.
The most exciting part. And you stay tuned all this time just to hear our announcement that we have a special giveaway. We want to give away two very unique items.
Okay, yeah. So we decided that in order for us to contribute to the community and in order for us to connect with you, we will be giving away two things. One of them, because we love connection, how is it with the household, it's going to be Amazon Alexa, newest third generation. And we're thinking, what can we pair it with, right? And we found a really unique company, which is called Flick, which is a button that you can program it to do whatever you want. So you either press it, it does something, you press it twice, it does something else, and if you hold it, it does something else. So it's sometime or something similar to Dash button on Amazon, but you can program it to do whatever you want to do. So those are our two things that we're going to be giving as a giveaway. And here are the rules of the competition. Exactly. Will tell you.
Very, very exciting. We'll put more information about these products in the description below.
Yep.
And we thought they were perfect because they tie in with smart technologies for your home. And that's so true, that's to true. Enter to win, guys, it's very simple. We're going to put up a post on our Instagram, which is Creative Lifestyle Design. Make sure you follow us on there, you like the picture, and you comment and tag one friend.
Yep.
Onto the picture in the comment section.
You can do it in a comment in Instagram. Yes,
in a comment in Instagram. The more you comment with someone's name, the more entries that is for you. We are not sponsored by anyone. This is purely us wanting to give you a gift for listening to our newly launched podcast. And we're happy to give you some technologies for your house. So make sure to enter on our Instagram. The rules will be in the description below and obviously a post on Instagram.
Yep, you can apply until the end of the year, and we are going to announce the winner on our next episode that we're going to record on New Year's.
The first episode in New Year's will be announcing the winner. So that is the 8th, I think. 8th or 9th of January. Yep. We will also be announcing on Instagram, and you'll be getting a DM message with if you are the winner.
I can't wait to hear from you, and then I'm looking for our next episode then. Speak to you later, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode with some cheap tips
to help you out with your New Year's.
And we will speak next time.
See you guys.
See you.